this one.
Joe Blasto, Joe Blasto, Blasto Mulira. Ota pan we ataka, mo I opi chapa.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels Star Wars Geek Girl Holiday Special. I am here with Zoe.
Hello.
From Star Wars Geek Girl. Yes. Who is wonderful, and the only person who will wake up early enough to do this podcast.
It is noon here.
Okay, but to be fair, you're still missing a sibling, and I'm missing two children.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I know it's earlier for me, but one of my kids is over there, so it's noon too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel she has no excuse, but do what you will. You know, if you want to text her and bug her, feel free to.
Oh, she's asleep now, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So.
Lame. You know what is better than sleeping? Doing stuff.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know.
I'm painting a jacket right now, is what I was doing.
Practicing front kicks or side kicks or...
Riding a motorcycle.
Roundhouse kicks or spinning back kicks or spinning hook kicks or flying knees. Like, there's so many things that are better than sleeping. We're going to talk a little bit about the Lego Holiday Special, because it's Lego Holiday Special, and they brought it back, and it was glorious.
It's very cute.
It had Tip Yip. It had sweaters.
It makes more sense than the old Holiday Special, which is a very low bar to pass.
That's fair.
But
it really, like,
still noteworthy.
It's like it fulfills the spirit.
Yes.
Of what a holiday special should fulfill. And it is nonsense. And it is like it was good to see Rose Tico around.
Yes. Yeah, this is the first media released post Rise of Skywalker, I think.
I think there's a couple of comics.
Screen media.
Yes.
I guess. So,
let's see. Nope, I cannot refute that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
What I missed? Where was Kaz?
Kaz and Tam?
Like, they could have been there.
Tam, Sinara.
I feel like they were at the Battle of Exegol. They've earned their spot, right?
Yeah. I guess they didn't get invited. They're not part of the clique.
They're not like on the in crowd. They're not like in the indoor peeps or wherever they were.
Yeah. I guess so.
They're still
back. They're having their own party with Niku.
Dude,
honestly, I'd rather go to that party.
Yeah, party on Agent Kloss is probably a heck of a lot better than whatever happened here. Like, Niku is running around trying to cook things, and like that big guy that cooks Gorgs is hilarious to me, and I miss him. I was just thinking a lot about Resistance and how much I missed it.
I know, I miss Resistance too. I hope we see those characters again in something. Yeah,
I definitely hope those characters like live on as we've seen other characters come back. Like, it was really nice to see a little bit more of Hera this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I played Squadrons.
I haven't gotten to play it yet.
You should.
I know. I keep getting stuck in art projects. I'm like, I need to play Squadrons, and then I just paint things.
Sometimes, like, there's some, like, you can schedule. Like, sometimes you can be like, you know what, dude, I'm going to spend an hour and a half painting. And then when you get to that hour and a half, sometimes you can be like, no, I'm in the zone. I need to finish.
Yeah, I'm also working on my birthday presents for this coming year now. So that's taking up a little time. I plan ahead.
Yeah, no. We got glorious gifts from you. Again.
Yay.
I have a really cool vest that's like hand-painted with like yellow Voss stuff.
It's a Quinlan Voss.
Nice. Axl's was awesome, and he was just like, this is awesome, and it's like a hoodie, and it
Oh, I'm glad he liked it. Yeah. I'm always worried with Axl, because I feel like I don't know his age group well, so that's
He's
good.
He's in the,
I'm
like,
glad.
Teenage, everything sucks age.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, because I don't want him to be like, oh, this is cringe, or whatever.
But he's still, like, he still reps that blueberry life.
Yeah, yeah, so okay, like, I'm glad he liked it.
Yeah, like, we were going to do that season 4 Clone Wars Boba Fett. And
oh,
so
yeah.
I had some of that stuff together, and I was like, hey, like, should we start? And he was like, nah, dude, I'm just going to do Ezra. I don't need to do another. I'm like, we don't need to update Boba.
He's gunning for the Mando Boba.
I don't know. We'll see. Like, he's I'll tell you that. I think that's his favorite thing this year. Is
yeah.
Boba Fett's return.
Nice.
I kind of feel like it almost might be mine. I was very happy with that. And I don't know if you've, like, heard, like, the announcements that, like, yeah, I know you know Book of Boba Fett and all that.
Yeah.
But did you know that Robert Rodriguez is also, like, a showrunner on that as well?
Is he?
Yeah, it's Filoni and Favreau and Rodriguez. And I remember the first thing I said when they announced the show was, like, okay, that's really cool. Like, you're going to get more Boba Fett, but you're not going to get him like that. Like, Robert Rodriguez has this special, like, action eye. Like, first of all, I'm a Texan. So, like, that, like, we're, like, down for Rodriguez. And, like, I'm also a fan of, like, you know, like, those kind of, like, indie movies and stuff. So, like, El Mariachi and Desperado are, like, things that I watched, like, growing up, you know? And I'm like, there's, like, a cool factor. Like, he's not a martial artist. He's not a, you know, he's not an action second unit director eye or anything like that. But he knows how to make things look cool. And sometimes that's what a lot of these professionals miss.
Yeah.
Like, because you'll get stuff that looks like clean choreo and the stuff is well built and there's an impact and the fight tells a story, but there's, like, no, like, cool factor.
Yeah.
Like, Boba Fett punches somebody in the stomach and then wrist rockets him to fly him back to, like, a mountain. Like, that's literally a thing that happens in, you know, in, like, Desperado. The guy, like, throws a guy in a headlock. And then he pulls out the big gun and puts it in his stomach and then shoots him and the guy goes flying back into the ceiling fan.
Nice.
You know, so, like, a lot of those shots were, like, straight out of Robert Rodriguez's handbook.
That's cool.
And I was like, that's, like, how are you going to do that? Like, you're not going to get that every time.
Yeah.
And then they were like, Robert Rodriguez is going to be the showrunner. And I was like, okay, that's how you do it. Good. Like, good.
I just know him from Spy Kids because I like Spy Kids as a kid.
Yeah, the kids watch Spy Kids all the time. And I remember getting that because I was like, look, Robert Rodriguez is doing little kids movies right now. You know? But yeah, he did that. I was, like, a fan of From Dusk Till Dawn. Like, all that Robert Rodriguez stuff that came out in the 90s was, like, my jam. So yeah, like, seeing him make it to the Star Wars universe for me was fun. And then, of course, Tamura brings it.
Yes. Now he's gotten to play Jango and Boba, which
yeah.
is very cool.
And it makes sense, and it's wonderful, yeah. and it's lovely. But I love how, like, I was telling the kids this, and I said, my favorite thing about that is, like, he's Boba Fett before he even puts on the armor.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
I love that they did that. They didn't do him like, oh, no, I need to get the armor. I need my powers. Like, it was a real, like, I don't know. Like that Spider-Man movie where he's like, if you can't do anything without that suit, then you don't need this. You don't deserve the suit.
Yeah.
You know, it was like that kind of like, he's killing people with a stick. And then, like, when you get, and I love that, like, that, like, they thought of that. They didn't be like, oh, he needs the Mandalorian armor. We're going to have him, like, running to, and he's going to be hiding and he's going to be, like, dodging bullets. And then he finally gets the armor and then he's Iron Man or whatever. They didn't do that. They were like, no, he kills 17 people, and then he sees his armor and kills 22 people.
Yeah.
That was good. I'm sorry, we were talking about a holiday special?
We're talking about the presents. I think we started with Ezra's, or Axel's hoodie.
Yes,
Axel's
Axel
Ezra hoodie.
Liked his Ezra hoodie. I liked my Quinlan Vost. I did see Lizzie's, so I guess we'll wait till she gets hers. I think she's supposed to get it by now.
I think, yeah.
But hers looked really pretty when I sent it. I had to damage the packaging.
It's okay.
It was unfortunate. I felt it was unfortunate. Liz got some jewelry and earrings, all wonderfully and varied, and, like, a lot of them. And Victoria is wearing her the Maker costume.
Yes.
Complete with the little script. In fact, sometimes when I wake up, like, the little script is in bed, and I'm like, oh, it fell out of her pocket. Like,
oh.
I have to, like, stick it back in. And then Liz is like, no, take it out. You're going to lose it. And I'm like, no, no, no. And then she was like, is there even anything in it? And then I opened it, and I was like, interior, blockade runner. And I was like, there's actually little tiny words in this little tiny script.
The first scene of A New Hope.
Yeah. And that's how you know that Zoe plans ahead.
Yes.
Yeah. I hate you.
I know. Well, we got a really awesome present from you guys yesterday. We got a giant Millennium Falcon.
I figured
you guys the beanbag thing.
Pets and, you know, you guys like to lay down and play video games.
Yes. Yeah, it's very big. We haven't filled it up yet, but we're going to put it in the basement because we have like a projector that down there where we have our Xbox hooked up.
Nice.
So it's not down there yet because my dad's doing drywall down there. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to like mess it up. But it's very awesome.
Awesome.
It's huge. I was like, it's like bigger than me. It's crazy. So we're very grateful. It was amazing.
Happy holidays and life days and every days.
Happy days.
To the Star Wars geek girl fam.
Yeah.
Did you guys get anything like, how Star Wars was your holidays?
I think pretty much all, like, well, all of my presents were Star Wars, because I got Ahsoka sabers, because I'm doing Siege of Mandalore Ahsoka.
Ooh.
And I got a Sabine jetpack, which I haven't gotten to put on yet.
Nice.
And I got a little cat, the little ones from Target.
Oh, yeah.
Those are cute.
I did see this, and they make noise, too.
Yeah, and they make, like, they have, like, Sappy got, like, a Tauntaun and a Bantha of those. Cool. And then they make a Wampa, but I don't think we have it.
They were like sold out everywhere. Like we couldn't find them. Like
really?
They were gone. Yeah. And now I go to the store and there's like just buckets full of them. So like I think that first month when they came out, like everybody ran to Target and was like, oh, I got 17 Lothcats and 12 Wampas and a little Bantha. They have like four different ones. It's a Wampa, it's a Tauntaun. Oh yeah, Wampa, Tauntaun, Bantha, Lothcat.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. And I was just looking for Lothcats, but like the stores were just constantly out.
Yeah, we got lucky. We found one Lothcat, and I was like, we were in the store and I saw a cat and I was like, oh, can I get this? And my dad was like, sure. And then when we got to the car, he took it. He's like, that's for Christmas. I was like, okay.
I didn't say now. Good times. Dad move.
Yeah.
But now I go to Target and there's just like the little basket full of them. And I'm like, oh, well, if I would have waited 2 months.
Well, we got the one time when we got the Tauntaun and the Bantha for Safi, and all they had left in there was one Tauntaun and one Bantha. So my dad just grabbed the whole box and he just took like the box with it.
Fair.
Yeah. I mean, they're not gonna need it. They got more. Yeah. So.
But your dad's like, no, they can live here.
Yeah.
So I get that. There's a what did I get? I got a video game. Oh, I got Kanan boots. I got new Kanan boots. My Kanan boots, I made from, like, you know, women's boots, because I always go shopping at the cheap places.
Yeah.
So I'll go to, like, Shoe City, and I'll look for something that looks like it'll fit me and is, like, knee-high. You know, I need brown boots for a Jedi, so I go find brown boots, and I find the biggest size, which for a woman is usually, like, 10. And then I try to squeeze my foot into it, and it usually, like, works, and I try to, like, stretch them out a little bit and do all that. But, you know, over the years, those Kanan boots just hurt.
Yeah.
When I wear them for too long. And once I stopped doing that and started getting, like, Liz got me a really cool pair of, like, just black men's boots that happened to be that high for Voss. And I'm like, oh, this is so much better.
Yeah. Like,
actual boots that fit my feet and are made for men's feet is awesome. And so, like, we found, like, you know, on Amazon, one of those risky things. It's like, hey, it looks like Kanan boots, and it looks like it's, like, you know, not stupid expensive. So we got them, and they, like, look pretty good. They look a little, like...
That's good.
Shiny. I'd like to weather them up. But more importantly, they're comfy.
Yeah. We got my Sabine boots. I'm still on my original pair of Sabine boots, and we got them from Ross.
Mm.
And we haven't... They're, you know, they're getting a little worn. We haven't been able to find new ones, because everything just has, like, buckles and like weird textures on it, and you can't just find like a plain pair of black boots with a wedge heel. It's ridiculous.
I think we get them and we just cut the buckles off usually.
Yeah.
But I think we did like Shoe City and we found like, hey, this will work. And then we went back because they started like deteriorating. So I think when we went back to buy some, we bought like two or three pairs. And I think we ended up buying like three pairs because Liz was like, actually, these shoes are comfortable. So I'm going to like take some to work. So don't splatter paint all over these, you know. And then so we had like an extra one that I painted, an extra one that she took to work, and then an extra one for like, I'll paint these up when those ones start going.
Yeah. And yeah, luckily my feet haven't grown since I was 14 or we'd be in trouble with Sabine.
Yeah, everything, nothing fits. Axel has to, he's redoing season 2 and we still haven't finished because we're lame. But I got really good fabric for it. It's like a, for the vest, I got a really good, like it feels like a jean kind of like twill, like heavy material. Because I had this other material that was just like this light brown whatever. And I was like, it doesn't feel metal. It just feels like a brown thing. So I got him, I'm going to try to like fit pockets in there and all that kind of stuff so he can use the vest wisely.
That's good. It's a nice little loth rat vest. So yeah. The things he steals to put those in it.
Yeah, exactly. Secret pockets. Good times. I got that that Rebels manga.
Oh, yeah?
So that's cute. And I was like, hey, Axel, want a poncho? Ezra has a poncho in this one. And he's like, no. So I might have Lizzie like, hey, look at this, and then like draw it, but in color, so I know what colors to make it. Because it's like, it's a manga and it's black and white.
Yeah.
Nothing has colors, but I'm like, no, I want a Kanan jacket. What color is it? It's like basically the same thing out of from A New Dawn for Kanan. But again, it's black and white.
Yeah.
Just like the A New Dawn pictures. So here I am again going like, should I make
you
it
just,
gray
just make
or
it
brown?
Any color you want. It could be like bright neon yellow. You know?
What would Kanan be? Just somebody color a picture. Matt Martin, would you color a picture, please? Like, you're putting me in a really tough position, and I don't like it.
You have to bother. You need the color mm-hmm. Kanan pictures, and you need color Ezra Poncho and Gala Voss. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They'll release Gala Voss, but in black and white. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, but at least that I have a book description to go on. So, like, yeah. You know, I have a whole, like, Christy Golden paragraph going, like, the tunic was white with gold details. So I'll be like, that looks like details. You know, now just get white fabric and I know how to do this. So that will be a thing. What else did we do? I can't remember. Like, we had a little small kind of, I got HBO for a month so we could watch Wonder Woman, which was like,
we did the same thing, yeah. But we haven't seen it. We haven't watched it yet.
It's cool. I think I like the first one better, but in any case, I'm not now watching all the other stuff that I haven't been able to watch. Like, that everybody's been like, oh, have you, like, you know, I talked to, like, the Sith List guys, and they're like, oh, man, like, we're all into Watchmen and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, okay. I saw the movie back in the day. I read the comic.
I know. I think HBO Max has Friends, and I haven't been able to watch Friends. They took it off of Netflix, so.
I started, like, Liz a profile and I put Friends on there and Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon, but she just keeps watching NCIS.
Oh yeah, I'm watching 30 Rock right now, but I'll probably throw Friends in there,
which is glorious.
Yeah, I'm liking it. I'm very early on in it, but I'm liking
it.
So
shut it down, Lemon. Yeah, that's one of my like favorite shows from back in the day, and it still holds up every time I watch it. Me and Axel were all excited. We are currently excited for Cobra Kai. Season 3 coming. So that's a thing that's happening in 3 days. But we just got, like on the IMDb TV, they just put the Karate Kid movies. Like, so you can watch them like free with ads.
Oh, that's cool.
So I can access that through Prime. So I was like, yo, dude, we can watch it. So we watched like the first one. And then yesterday we watched part 2. And I haven't seen part 2 in years. So like, it was good to see part 2 again and be like, yeah, man, that's right. I forgot. This is when serious. This is when they go to Japan. Like, I remembered when they go to Japan. I just didn't remember like, oh yeah, this whole movie, they're like being jerks. But there was some good stuff. Yeah, so today or tomorrow we'll watch part 3 and then we'll be all ready for Cobra Kai season 3.
Nice.
which Axel is very sad that Lizzie wasn't able to make it this year because we were all going to watch Cobra Kai.
Oh.
We were going to be like, oh, like, this is dope. Like, we can watch this as a family. Even though Lizzie would just be like, why? But I think, you know, give her a couple episodes, she would have got into it. We'll see. What else did we do? Axel got a bunch of Switch games. I got Link's Awakening. I got some books. Oh, I got a Moncal green sweater.
Oh, Lizzie showed me that. Yeah.
So I am all suited up to be like that guy on Trask that's like, 1,000 credits. And I will tape your ship together.
And put an octopus in it.
Yes. That's set for that. I feel like if I go the full white overalls over it, then I think I'll just look like Fire Luigi.
Oh my god, you should though. Girl mustache.
So I think I'm just going to stick with the sweater for like holiday parties or holiday Zooms as it is. We'll see how it is next year.
Yeah, we did a holiday Zoom with our, like, you know, like our extended family, because we usually just meet all together, but, you know, there's like dozens and dozens of cousins and stuff, so it couldn't happen this year. So we did a Zoom.
Good. We don't have any family. I mean, normally we go to, like, Liz's aunts and stuff, but we usually just, like, go and say hi and Merry Christmas and everything, so it's, like, not like a whole big thing, and it's not like they're far away.
Yeah, we just, yeah, all my family, like all my extended family lives in PA, so we just like go to one of the aunt's houses and have a thing. There's lots of food.
Awesome. But, yeah, but for sure this year we didn't go back. Yeah, oh, this year I made stuffing because Lizzie was gone and Liz was working. So
how'd it turn out?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. Liz was like, wait, how come it's like all, you know, crisp and clean? Like, she's like, wait a minute, did you take out the skin and the bones? And I was like, hell yeah, I did. This is boneless, skinless stuffing. Look at the fat content is way lower. Look how crisp those veggies are. And she was like, aww. You know, but I loved it. And I put extra chilies in there, so it was extra spicy and it was delicious. And I am proud of myself.
That's good. We always have boneless, skinless stuffing here.
That's fair. Yes. Okay, so you guys are like Axel, who's like, hey, Axel's into something called a boneless pizza.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I think it's a meme that he found, and there's this thing, it's funny. He's like, make sure we get a boneless pizza. And I'm like, they're all boneless pizzas. He's like, thank you.
Okay.
And I'm like, you don't have to say it if it's already the thing.
Okay. All right, I guess.
You are right.
Boneless pizza.
It is.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Lego Star Wars.
Lego Star Wars.
There was 3 Obi-Wans and they said hello there, so I'm good.
Top peak content.
Yeah, like, you can't, like, there's no, like, who cares? Obi-Wan Kenobi? Who cares about that? Like, we got Kenobi.
Yeah, we got triple Kenobi.
We got triple Kenobis fighting half of a mall. Like, you just can't. It's not going to get any better, ever.
Yeah, it was cute. It was their Life Day celebration, so they go back to Kashyyyk with Chewie. So it's like, very referential to, like, the... I wouldn't say very referential, but partially referential to the
referential
first.
Enough, so, like, especially
holiday
if you know
special.
It.
Yeah. And they don't sing or have Jefferson Starship.
Yeah,
or,
oh, they don't have Jefferson
or
Starship.
Or have the weird the acrobatics show.
That's true. But they do sing.
They do sing a
don't
little
they,
bit.
Don't they, like, Joe Blasto.
Yes, yeah, they sing a little bit, but not like in the holidays, the old holiday special, how
they
only sang.
They have one song. They have limited singing, but we got a music video for it and lyrics.
Yeah, and it has Rey training Finn with the lightsaber, which was cool.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I know, like, Lego stuff is in, like, a weird space as far as canon, but... cool that it indicates Finn will be getting training in, like, further super, like, actual canon content.
I mean, they've always well, at least back in the Freemaker days, they were like, it's canon adjacent.
Yeah, that's what they said.
So oh, is that what they said for this too?
Or no, I'm from Freemaker.
So I feel like
too.
This might be in another
Yeah, so it's like it's canon, but like if we like contradict it, it's not like it's canon when convenient.
I just I like everything every time they showed Luke and he just like drinks the milk, it's like the stupidest nothing joke, but it's hilarious.
It's so funny.
And then it's one of those perfect things that like every time they do it gets funnier.
And they do it just often enough, like they don't overdo it, but they like do it just often enough that by the time like he does it again, you've already forgotten it a little bit, and then he does it again, and you're like, oh,
And it's like
there it
for no reason, like he's
is.
all beat up and then he does it anyway. It's good times. Yeah, that was probably the best.
I'm trying to think what else. Well, it was cool because Rey felt like she was being a bad teacher with Finn, and she was worried about that, which was cool because that was something I feel like Kanan kind of did in Rebels, and I thought it was interesting. And so, but she got to go through like the world between worlds, pretty much, and like see different masters. Like she saw like Anakin and Obi-Wan and Yoda and Luke. Didn't see Kanan and Ezra or Ahsoka and Anakin, but
Lame.
whatever. I mean, it's not like
Lame.
Ezra like found the world between worlds, but. You know, I'm not complaining.
I am. What about Voss and Aayla? What about
Yeah, boss.
Deppa and Caleb?
Exactly,
I
right?
just reread the Kanan comics.
Yeah.
Look for my review coming soon on roguerebels.com. But you know, it's just such a good. I love those comics. And there's like so many good points. Like I like the Deppa Caleb dynamic. Like I like how much of a like she's not the stiff Jedi master in those comics. Like she's come off of like some trauma and she's sort of like reevaluating the Jedi and all this stuff. Like at one point, you know, she's like, "Yeah, well, you know, I just think sometimes the council doesn't make great decisions." And Caleb's like, "Oh, you question the council?" And the clones are like, "No way, we need the Jedi. Of course, the Jedi need to be here, blah blah blah." Like, and she's like, "Hey, no, I'm just saying, like, you know, we're not supposed to be in war, that's all. Hey, I'm doing my part. Everybody calm down."
Yeah,
But
so they
yeah.
everyone should have been in the holiday special.
Yes.
But yeah, and then also there's like the B plot, I guess, is Poe trying to have a party, but Poe and like with the help of Rose and Finn, and they like burn the Tipiup, and like
The tip yip was
just
there.
having a hard time.
Yeah. You know who else I missed? Hondo didn't show up.
No Hondo.
I felt
Yeah,
like we needed a Hondo.
Hondo would have been good here.
Yeah.
Hondo's busy on Batuu, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I
Could have
feel
gone to
like
the
that's where you have
party.
the party.
Yeah, that's probably the real party is on Batuu with Hondo.
Yeah, for sure.
That's where the resistance people were. They were with Hondo. That was the real party.
That's fair.
The
With Hondo and who else could go there?
rebels could
Yeah.
go.
Not Kragan. He's not cool anymore.
No.
But look, his buddy who sold him the droids is over there partying on Agent Kloss with the Resistance, so maybe. His buddy's like, "Hey, I just sold you guys some murder droids, but hey, I'm gonna party it up over here now."
Yeah, so they're throwing the party while Rey is struggling with the portal BB-8. She took BB-8 because BB-8 wanted to go. I liked the little scene with Baby Yoda and Mando. I wasn't expecting that at all, but I
Oh
was
yeah.
like.
Yeah, when they're like zipping through everywhere. I mean, that one was in the trailer though. They had a trailer.
I
Or I
didn't
guess
watch the
yeah.
trailer, so.
That one was in the trailer. So I was like, "Oh, cool." But then like in the episode, that's literally all it is. Like
Yeah.
they just pop out and you see Baby Yoda and Mando and you're like, "Oh, how cute." And then they're like gone.
Yeah.
But still.
Oh, and Rey fights Vader. That's like a big thing. Because she accidentally opens the path, like, to Vader and the Emperor, and then they try to get the little portal key thing, the World Between Worlds. And it's like a. It's a time. I love Lego Palpatine. Everything with Lego Palpatine is so funny to me. I
Yeah,
don't know why.
it's always because it's always ridiculous.
Yeah. Because he's already like a ridiculous character in one way, in the sense that he's like this like evil and that's like it, you know? And so then Lego just kind of swings it the other way and just makes him so goofy, and then like that clash is really funny.
Yeah, there's like, and especially like with him and Vader, like you get a lot of that. Like he's like, best boss, or I can't remember. Like,
it's like Yzma and Kronk in The Emperor's New Groove. That's what they are like.
Yeah, a little bit.
In the Lego verse.
That's fair. Yeah, but I just love how he's like dealing with. There's an old comic. Back in the day when Dark Horse did stuff, there was like a series called Star Wars Tales, and it had like canon stuff, and then just like ridiculous stuff, and like it was kind of like a whatever we want to do comic book.
Yeah.
That way they could do like ridiculous stuff, like, and it didn't have to be canon. And then like, but if somebody wanted to do canon stuff, they stuffed it in there too. So there was one like funny one about how they're like going over the budget and the Death Star plans and stuff, and the Emperor's looking at it and he's like, look, man, we got to put some safety railings. Or, you know, the last thing I need is some guy walking up behind me and just tossing me into this thing. And then they're like, okay, but that'll increase the budget by 23%, you know? And he's like, I'll just be careful. Vader, you stay with me. You know, you stand with me whenever I'm on this thing because I can't trust anybody else. And I always thought that was hilarious.
And Rey, she also drops into the trench run.
Like, into his ship.
Yeah, like, in his ship. And she does help Luke fire the missile. So, Rey blew up the Death Star.
Canon adjacent.
Yes.
Yeah. It like, cuts through every, like, OT moment, almost.
Yeah.
You know, she shows up and, like, see, like, that's where the Vader comes from, because she goes to Hoth. And then he's like, what?
And then there's two Vaders, because she was fighting Vader. And then they fight each other, because of course.
Yeah, yeah. Because why not? If I was making up stuff, that's what I would do.
Yes.
I was playing with Legos.
It's great. And what else? Yeah, Poe and... I'm just looking at like the Wikipedia to see if there's anything I forgot. I watched it on Life Day, of course.
Fair. Oh yeah, we had a Life Day feast. Axel made like a Mimban mudslide for dessert, and I made Tip Yip. So we had Tip Yip with Poe.
Yay!
Yeah, so that's what we did when it came out like November or something.
Yeah.
When it was released. 17th. So we had a Life 17th. Day feast, and my wife was not as happy about that as we were. She was like, what does that mean? I was like, it means Tip Yip and we're going to watch Lego Holiday Special. Wait, what is Lego Holiday Special? It's a Star Wars Lego thing that's going to be ridiculous.
Well, I'm trying to find... What else? Oh, she sees the pod racer, too. The pod racing.
That's right.
With Anakin. And she's... Oh, the clone troopers complaining about traffic duty. Which is fun. It was very fun, just like popping through. It was very fun and ridiculous.
Lots of Lego moments.
And then, and Rey just dumps like every character into Tatooine, and they all just fight each other. That's when you get the three Kenobis.
Yeah, that's the hilarious part, when half of Maul is running up to the rest of the guys.
Yeah. Very, very Maul thing to do, I think.
But it's so, like, half of Maul works really well in Lego format.
Yes, very well.
Like, if you're going to do half Maul content, that's where you do it.
Lego, yeah. It's perfect.
Lego, it's perfect. It works so well.
It's great.
The rest writes itself.
Oh, and there were two Hans, and they both shot Greedo. You know.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, poor Greedo. Can't catch a break.
Oh, Greedo. Greedo. Yeah. So, what was, like, we're, like, I don't know if we're out of this hellfire, but we're almost out of 2020.
Yes.
So, like, did you have any, like, favorite Star Wars moments this year?
Huge Mandalore.
That's fair. That was really great.
That feels like it wasn't even this year, though. It feels like...
everything like... feels like... 1,000 years.
Because that was in like April, May.
It was, yeah, it would have been May, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think May is when
it was like May the 4th it ended.
Yeah,
like
that's
May
right. The 4th. But it started in like March. Like the episode started in March, but by the time we got to Siege of the Mandalore, it was like
early end May. Of April.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Clone Wars, I think, was my favorite Star Wars this year.
The music in the last two episodes was so dope.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. I think for sure me and Axel were all about the return of Boba Fett. I was also, I'm still really about right now. Like I just did, I read, what is it, From a Certain Point of View, The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, I haven't gotten to read that one yet.
I just love those anthology books because like you get that you're never going to get a movie about Torrin Farr shooting an ion cannon. But like here I can get a really cool story about Torrin Farr. Or whatever, you know, or the guy, like, I think one of my favorite stories out of that book is the guy that walks between Leia and Han when they're fighting. And it's called A Good Kiss by C.B. Lee. And it's hilarious. And it's it's like, you know, some people didn't have all day to, like, spend time fighting with their crushes over, like, their tensions. Some people had jobs to do.
You know? Yeah, well, I love the New Hope one, and I still need to read the Empire one.
The
New Hope one, my favorite, I think, the one I think about the most might be the one with the guy that just complains about, like, having to do data work, like, for everything with the Imperial guy. Because, like, there's, like, all this, like, big Star Wars stuff happening in the background, and every time they're like, oh, Luke Skywalker, someone, you know, broke the prison, he's just like, oh, more paperwork. It was just funny to me.
That's the one where, like, the girl's telling him how to, like, get away with it because he didn't shoot the escape pod.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's really good. It's called A Sith of Data Work.
Yes.
I think my favorite one from the first one, the Daniel Jose Older story, is called Born in the Storm. And it's about the stormtrooper that, like, really likes Dubaks.
Yeah.
And that is something that I just didn't, like, when I'm going through the book and I'm going, like, they release the little, like, hey, this is a story about a Jawa. Like, they release a little blurb and a little quote from the story. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Boba Fett's got a story. Okay, cool. Hey, there's one about Garandan. Hey, like, there's one about this. And so I'm looking at the stories and being like, ooh, I want to see the Bail Organa one. And I want to see this one. And I want to see Yoda's story and Qui-Gon's story. I was not excited to hear a story about a stormtrooper. But, like, that story was the best. And then the audiobook is actually Daniel Jose Older reading it, which I love.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like the Jawa one in the A New Hope story. And it was written by Griffin McElroy, who's a comedian I really like, which is great. Because when they released a list of authors, I saw his name and I was like, he doesn't write. But I love that story a lot.
That's the one where the Jawa, like, collects the little space maps and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
I loved that one.
I did like that one.
And that was one thing about that book, though, like, you mentioned the Bail Organa one, and it very much, like, flipped between, like, these really funny, like, stories, like the mouse droid or the Jawa or the data work guy, and then also, and then it goes, like, Bail Organa dying. And it was, and that's something I like about, I think Clone Wars does that a lot, where, like, you have, like, the, like, a silly, like, kind of nonsense ish episode with, like, the droids or whatever, and then the next episode is, like the Umbara arc, and it's like an emotional whiplash when you just binge it, and that's what I liked about that book, was just like that kind of weird going back and forth, which
I think
is fun.
That's what I like about anthologies in general, because like if you have 40 stories, like that's what you're gonna get. You're gonna get all over the place, you know what I mean? Like, unless the anthology has like a, you know, like I also, what is it that came out this year, Dark Legends, like the fairy tale kind of, like, myths and fables. Like, I like those, and they're all very similar in tone, even though the circumstances are different, but they're all short stories. So unless they're like that, where everything is similar, like, I like the anthology thing because you do get so many wide and varied stories. You get these serious, heartbreaking things. You get a story about Bail Organa called, and Breha called Eclipse, and you know it's not good.
Yeah.
You know? But then you get, you know, what is the mouse droid of MSE6 and Men?
Yes.
You know,
I'm excited for the Return of the Jedi one with the Rancor Keeper.
Oh, Malekith.
You know he's going to get a story. And I really want to read it.
He's an Aftermath.
I know.
And I
want
was
him
hoping
get a,
he would be in the first episode of The Mandalorian, and I didn't
I
see
want
him
to get a Jedi story. He might, maybe he'll show up in the Boba Fett book. Book of Boba
maybe.
Fett.
Maybe. He's, what do you call it? Yeah, the thing that isn't in the second one as much as the first one, Like in the first one, they did a really good job of also like, hey, here's a bunch of people in the background of Star Wars. But they also did like, here's what people were doing during Star Wars.
Yeah, there's like an Aphra story, yeah. I remember.
There's an Aphra, there's a Qui-Gon, there's a Yoda, and there's the Bail Organa and Brea one. So it was like, these are bigger characters that you know that you didn't see in Star Wars, but here's what they were doing. They didn't really do that much. I think the big one that they did in Empire was, although technically they were in Empire, it was L3.
Oh.
There was an L3 story, and it's really good.
I need to read that. I love L3. I hope Return of the Jedi one, that could have, like, Hera
yeah.
and, like, Sabine even, or Zeb, like, what they're up to.
And I feel like now that we're further along, like, particularly with Hera, like, you can give me a story of what Hera was doing during Return of the Jedi, because, like, I already have I know she's around in Squadrons.
Yeah.
Like, you can share that now.
Yeah, and also, I mean, you could even have, like, you know, like, Cham Syndulla has been pretty unheard of in all the books. Like, even in, like, the Aftermath books, like, whenever there was, like, a Twi'lek story, I was, like, scanning for his name, and I could never find it.
Right.
So, I want to know what he's up to, if he's alive. Hopefully he is.
Yeah, I would really like to see, like, anything of the Rebels crew, but also, like...
Kallus.
Yeah, like, I count him with the Rebels crew.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else.
We could Return of the Jedi, but could have, like, Ahsoka. And, like, how she got off, like, Malachor and right. all that.
But even, like, other things, like you know, young Yeager or something like that, you know? Like, how dope would that be?
Yeah.
You know, the Dozas. What, this dude's Imperial. Is he an Imperial during Return of the Jedi? Did he already flip?
Yeah. And, like, Griff.
Griff. Yeah, Griff. There's, like, a lot of, like, I wish that they would, like, jump and pull from those other things, especially if they don't have, like, if you're going to just do a story about a pilot, maybe consider this.
Yeah.
You know? Although in this one, they had, like, a lot of the pilots were, like, the Touchstone pilots that we know, so they had, like, a Wedge one, and they had a Hobby one, and they had a, you know, like, because we do know a lot of the pilots in Return of the, Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I definitely need to pick that one up. I just got the Adventures in Wild Space books.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I ordered all of them at once, and the, like, 1, 3, 4, and 5 got here, but I didn't have 2. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to start it without having the second one. And then I finally just got the second one, and it has, like, a sticker. It's from a library in Arizona.
Cool.
Like, so I was like, okay.
All right.
Cool. So I have to read this.
I think I read the first and second one, but I still haven't finished that series. But, like...
Yeah. Well, I read, like, the preview one that you can get, like, for, like, on the Kindle for, like, $1.
Right. Book Zero.
Yeah, well, because... Book Zero, yeah. Well, because, like, I prefer to read stuff, like, have it in my hands.
Right.
But it was, like, you either get it for $1 on the Kindle, or you get it for, like, $30 as, like, a book. And I was like, well, I'm not... Because, like, the other ones, it was, like, a couple dollars, whether it was Kindle or book, so I didn't care. But I was like, I'm not going to pay $30 for a tiny little
That one packet. Is, like, because it wasn't in print here. It's only in print in, like, Europe.
Yeah.
Like, they printed all the books, but for some reason, they were like, let's just skip the first one. And I have no idea how or why that works that way. And they were like, it's a free preview. So somewhere, it's out there as a preview, like... I don't know where, if you paid $1 for it.
Yeah, it's $1. Well, if you have, like an Amazon, like, Kindle, it's $1. Right. Well, it's some of them. I had a hard time finding one of them. I can't remember which one. But one has a different title in Europe.
A few of them did, I thought.
And I remember, like, because I remember I was looking up, like, the title, and I was like, no, that's not it. What's this one? I don't have this one on my list. And I don't know why. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
But I have them all now. I just need to read them.
The escape and the snare and the nest. There's, like, the cold and...
Yeah.
I can't remember all of them, but yeah.
Yeah.
I do need to finish that series. I do want to finish that. I picked up... I discovered when I was doing some work out in LA, I found, like, a used bookstore.
Oh, cool.
That also had, like, used video games and used, like, DVD, and it was, like, all of this kind of stuff, and it was called Book Off. And I walked in there, and they had a bunch of Star Wars books, and I picked up, like, that Chewie and the Forest of Fear for, like, $1. And I picked up the last of, what is it, like, those Join the Resistance books?
Oh, yeah, I need to read those, too.
I have the first one, And I read the first one, and it was pretty fun, but I never got the second and third one. And they were there for, like, $4 a piece, so I picked them up. And, you know, I ended up finding a bunch of those stores and, like, threw out, like, work for, like, a month. I was like, okay, well, I'll hit this one on the way back or on the way to, like, I'll leave 30 minutes early so I can hit this one. So I ended up finding a few, filling a few holes in my collection for cheap, which was good.
Yeah, that's always good.
So, yeah. What else did I really, really dig this year? The music in the last two episodes of The Clone Wars and the music in the final episode of The Mandalorian is, like, some of the dopest stuff that I
have. Oh, not... I love the theme for the Dark Troopers. Is it, what are they? Dark Troopers?
Dark Troopers,
the punchy,
yeah.
Punchy guys.
Punchy robots, yeah.
Yes.
I don't like the theme that much, but I do like the theme when the X-Wing gets there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and then once he gets to that hallway, that's when that theme, like, it mixes with that theme a little bit.
Yeah.
So, like, the door opens and it's like... And I was like, it's the best. Yeah, so I'm all about that music and that season. I was particularly happy.
You know, though, I was watching Community, it was like last week, and I noticed he did some of the music for Community too. The composer, yeah. Which I never knew until I just noticed his name in the credits. It was really cool. I watched Community 8 times.
Nice.
My dad hates me because he'll like I watch Friends over and over again. And he begged me to watch The Office, and I finally watched The Office, and then I watched The Office over and over again until he begged me to watch Community, and then I watched Community over and over again until he begged me to watch 30 Rock. So
okay,
can't wait to ruin that one for him too.
Awesome, 30 Rock is cool. You'll get a few plays out of that one. After that, yeah. Maybe The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah, that's, they wanted me to watch that one too.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll stick with that for now.
Lizzie wants me to watch a bunch of animes.
You might as well now that you got that HBO.
Yeah.
We just watched something the other night because it has all the Ghibli movies.
Oh, cool. I've only seen like two of those.
Well, I guess it doesn't have all of them, but it has a lot of them. Mm. So like we were like going through the list and we were like, hey, we haven't seen these three. So we picked one and it was pretty cute. I mean, those always are amazing, and they're, like, all these, like, beautiful, like, landscapes. Like, Ghibli movies always have very delicious-looking food.
Yeah.
Like, Ghibli is the only movies that will make me want an egg right now.
Like, nice.
It's good stuff. It's good times. Yeah. Like, they
I only watched... Yeah. I watched Spirited Away and Howl's Moving Castle. That was made, too, by someone. But
those are
very
both good.
Yeah, I like them.
Princess Mononoke is probably my favorite Ghibli movie.
Yeah, I have to watch that one.
It's pretty on brand for me. Like, you'll like it. It has wolves.
I know that's like a Filoni-ish.
Yeah, it's
thing.
Definitely like on that side of the spectrum.
Yeah.
But I also like, what's the other one I like? I like Only Yesterday, and I like...
That's the one with Ashley Eckstein.
Yeah, that's the one with Ashley Eckstein. Yeah. And that one's, like, more of, like, because a lot of them are very, like, oh, they're, like, they're at a little village. Like, it's very our-worldly, not otherworldly, not like Howl's Moving Castle and Princess Mononoke. Like, so that's one that I like that's on the other side of, like, hey, this is just, like, a regular story of a person in a life in a little village and stuff like that. Yeah, that one's pretty good. And I don't know if that's Ghibli.
On HBO, you can watch Class Action Park. That's a good documentary.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, I gotta find that one. Okay. I just did Watchmen, so I'm happy about that. And I want to do. I still haven't seen. Like, I listen to a lot of podcasts, so eventually, when they're like, "Oh, I just saw this like crazy documentary about something," and I'm like, "Oh yeah, I listened to a podcast like that 3 years ago," so now I'm trying to watch The Vow because I listened to Uncover 2 years ago. And, you know, I'll Be Gone in the Dark because I did that book a few years ago, too. So I'm very interested in the documentary side of things. And the case against Adnan Syed. So there's a few. But Action Park, Class Action Park, I need to add to that list. Because that was a very good episode of The Dollop.
Yeah, Lizzie was talking about that yesterday.
Yeah. I need to, I want to see the pictures to go with the story. Man, it's almost 2021, and you know what I am excited for?
What's that?
My dog barking.
Very exciting.
What are you excited for, Beast? Stop. The other dog is like, why is he being disruptive? Shh! Beast! Quiet!
Worked. Oh.
No, it almost worked. It felt like it was going to work. Let me look out my window. What's happening? Mailman. Okay. Okay, shut up. He's gone. I am looking forward to High Republic everything.
Oh,
that is
yeah.
the top on my year right now. Yeah, although I'm sure in December it's going to change to Book of Boba Fett.
Oh,
but
yeah,
at this moment, there is like comics and books, and there is a one-armed Trandoshan with a lightsaber that has like a knuckle guard on it. And it is dope. And I can't wait for it. And I am about that High Republic life right now.
And it could be Baby Chewie. Complete the trifecta of Baby Jabba, Baby Yoda, Baby Chewie.
Baby Chewie. I think there is a Wookiee Jedi and his name is like Buryaga or something like that, but they call him Burry or something, I think. I haven't read the books, but like they've already like shown some art. I really like Keeve Trennis so far, and Skeer. Skeer is the Trandoshan mm-hmm. guy, and his Padawan is Keeve. Who's like this, she's got like bandoliers with the sabers on them. So she like has two sabers that she like takes off her bandolier, like the guy from Boondock Saints does with guns. Like, it's dope. And I want to see it in action. And I'm excited for it.
I am excited in 2021. I think the Bad Batch series is supposed to start.
Yeah.
In 2021.
I think it's like probably what, April, March, April?
Probably.
Let's hope so.
Excited
so yeah,
for that.
There's little
Fennec Shand's gonna be in it.
Little young Fennec,
cool. Which is great. I love Ming-Na Wen. I always liked her, and I was a big fan of Mulan when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
and I would always watch the behind the scenes stuff, of her in Mulan and Mulan 2. And she, what I thought was cool as a kid was in the. You seen? Do you care if I spoil Mulan 2, the cartoon, for you?
I think I've seen it.
Okay. Well, there's a scene where Mulan and Shang are, like, hanging off a bridge. And as a kid, I would watch the behind-the-scenes features on the DVD. And
Real
when
quick.
She's, like, recording... Yes.
Aren't that's the one where there's, like, they're escorting
princesses.
The three
princesses.
And the three princesses fit the three guys, right?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'm pretty sure I've seen
but,
it.
We'll yeah, start. But Mulan and Shang, like, fall off the bridge, and they're hanging from the bridge. And as a kid, I would watch the behind-the-scenes features. And she, like, when she's voice acting, she's, like... Like, hanging, like, she's, like, acting like she's actually hanging mm-hmm. from the bridge with, like, her whole body
yeah.
when she's recording it.
She's pulling the Pedro Pascal with a pillow.
Yeah, yeah, I always thought that was really cool, so I'm excited for her. Because, you know, I already know she's a good voice actor,
yeah.
which is great.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, because Mulan came out, and that was, like, a big thing. And then I remember, like, I always knew who she was because of Mulan, but, like, on my radar, it was like, they're doing a Final Fantasy movie. Wow. And they're getting A-list actors. And she's like the main character. I can't even remember the character's name in that film. And it's like her and like Donald Sutherland and like some other 90s people who I can't remember. I think Steve Buscemi is in that movie too. But it was like, you know, like she's just awesome and everything. And now she's like in S.H.I.E.L.D. and... yeah, she's dope, and Fennec is dope, and I am excited for Fennec's future and past.
Yes, yeah, because Fennec will be in Book of Boba Fett, which is great.
Yeah, that I think we're going to see both of those in 2021.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, but right now, High Republic.
High Republic. That's just in January, so that's like right around the corner.
It's like 1 week away.
Yes.
In 1 week, I will have started at least... Light of the Jedi.
I was telling Lizzie the other week, I was like, I'm not sure your dad reads. I think he puts his hand on the book like Quinlan Vos and just like absorbs the book.
Look,
and like just absorbs the Star Wars.
I'm no King Tom for sure. That's King Tom reads the book so fast. Like, I do audiobooks and he still reads the book faster than me. So I'm not like super fast at reading, but I do have long drives and clean the house a lot. So like sometimes I'll be like, well, I get, and I put it on audiobook and I'll just listen to that while I do mindless tasks.
Yeah, see, for me, because I prefer to, like, read, but with audio, like, with the Afra audio drama, I would always read it when I was, like, painting something or, like, sewing or making jewelry, you know, because that's, like, that's my best space to listen to, like, audiobooks and podcasts is making things.
Good. Then you can be productive and productive.
Yes.
That's good. That's very good. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Like, that's, I'm very excited about High Republic stuff.
I think 2021, there's some Thrawn books.
It's called The Greater Good, and it's the second book in the Thrawn Ascendancy thing. The first one was, like, pretty cool.
I need to read the first one. I'm very behind.
Like, have you read the other Thrawn books? The three
I've read the first three canon ones, yes.
Okay. This one, like, it's all Chiss. So the thing about this one that's, like, I liked it, fine, but it's also, like, the first in a trilogy, so I'm like, all right, some of this better pay off.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I'm sure it's introducing me to a couple of characters that I'm going to need to know later down the line, and Chiss society, and I have to know all the ins and outs about that, and that's confusing, for me, at least.
Yeah.
But it's so far away from, like, it's in this weird space where, like, if it didn't say Star Wars, it would almost just be another sci-fi book.
I think that's what I felt like with some of the Chiss stuff. And I know, like, Legends people are all about like, the Chiss thing. Mm-hmm. But for me, those were the parts of the first three Thrawn books. I was like, I don't really care that much about even this.
In, like, the first three Thrawn books, like, they do Chiss stuff. But it's also, like, he's in the familiar universe that we know. Yeah. So now that you take him out and you put him back in his universe, there's, like, almost zero, like, familiar ground. Like, the ships are different, and the weapon, like, and everything has, like, oh, they use their different technology, so they don't have shields, they have ionization barriers, or, like, that's, like, something else. They don't shoot lasers, they shoot plasma, like, it's, like, everything is something a little bit different, and then there's no Jedi, so, like,
it's
a little bit, like, alien feeling, and I think it'll get, like, and Thrawn is Thrawn everywhere he goes, but there's nothing, like, because the cool thing about us is, like, we see him bounce off of the world that we know. At least for me. So, I like the book fine. I'm curious to see where the trilogy goes. But I also, like, Thrawn was never one of my favorite things of the expanded universe.
Even back
in the Legends days, when Legends was expanded universe.
Yeah, I think Thrawn for me. I mean, I'm one of the, I think, maybe few people that likes, like, Filoni's kind of version of Thrawn more than, like, the book Thrawn, personally. But I know, I still think the books are good. My favorite, I think, was with, I forget the Alliances, is that it? Where it's, like, flashing back between, like, Anakin and then Vader. Yeah,
and Padme.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite, mostly probably because of Padme.
That one was, like, the funnest one because the people he was bouncing off were so fun. Because it's Anakin and Padme and Vader and...
Yeah, and it's... Yeah.
That one was good for that. And then I also like the third one, even though it's like... The third one is like the smallest, shortest Thrawn book. It's literally like he goes out for a week and there's one battle. But he's so Thrawn in that book, and the things that he does is like so ridiculous and hilarious that by the time the book gets to where it's going, it's like just so enjoyable to watch it happen. Because, like, the first book is, like, his whole life, right? Up until Rebels.
Yeah.
And then the second book is, like, look, here's his now, and then here's the past. And it's, like, playing with that Vader-Anakin thing as well.
Yeah. Well, so that's fun. The third book was kind of just, like, constrained, I think, because of, like, it was very close to, like, Rebels season 4. Which I think...
Well, it was in between.
Well, and I think Timothy's on. I think maybe that helped putting some restraints on him, because he obviously has, like, very big ideas and, like... Like, especially about, like, the Chiss. Mm-hmm. And I think when they put him in a box, I think that forced him to do, like, some really cool stuff. For me, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's taken his box all the way to the Chiss Empire right now. So, yeah. You can check out those books. I already pre-ordered the second one. So, like, I get all the books and I read them. And I usually enjoy something out of them. It's not my favorite Thrawn books. But I'm curious to see where they go. And hopefully I'll feel a little more comfortable with Chiss society right now. There are some cool characters in it, like, and you get to see a lot more of, like, the Skywalkers, that kind of dynamic, which is, like, really weird and new, and that's, like, something that I'm interested in. So, like, that was cool to get a little bit more of a handle on that. Let's see, what else came out this year? Queen's Peril, I think, was probably my favorite book this year. Ooh. That's not an anthology.
Oh, I love that book. I was, for some reason, I was thinking you were talking about Queen's Gambit, like, that show, and I was like, wait, hold on. No.
She tweeted, EK tweeted, and she was like, I fought hard to call this Queen's Gambit. And I got shot down repeatedly, and now I'm really glad that that didn't happen.
Yeah. I'm looking at what other 2021 stuff. This is the Star Wars Vision series is coming in 2021.
I didn't know it was coming that soon.
I neither. I'm looking at it now. Yeah. That one looks really cool. A lot of stuff doesn't have like dates.
Yeah, like hard dates yet. Hopefully soon.
Especially Bad Batch. And I don't think this is coming 2021, but we were talking about High Republic, the Acolyte series.
Right.
Sounds really cool.
It sounds original and a whole new, like, area not connected to any Skywalker, which I'm, yeah, like, jazzed about.
Which is fun. And I don't think it's coming 2021, but I'm very excited for the Lando series because I love Lando.
Yeah. That one looks like it's going to be really cool. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that they announced. I think the Acolyte, probably for me, is the most intriguing because it's like, ooh, like, dark side, and it probably has lightsabers because the logo looks like it was cut by lightsabers.
Yes.
So for me, that's exciting.
I think Lando, I'm excited. My dad said he thinks it would be cool if they, like, go back and forth, kind of, between, like, Billy Dee and Donald Glover in the Lando series. Because they could have, like, Billy Dee, like, he could... My dad said he could be recording into like his thing, like, how... Yeah. And I said he could also be talking to Janna, because we know they went off.
Right.
At the end of Rise of Skywalker. So...
That would be a nice way to, like, give that character more of a shine. You know what I mean? Like, to
Janet, like, was, you know, was only in one movie, and I thought she was amazing. So, see more Janna.
That would be really cool. But I feel like that's the idea that I come up with everything. Like, every time I'm like, well, how could we make this great? What if Boba Fett was remembering being young Boba Fett? Like, and then I'm like, then I get it all. So I feel like, every time somebody says something, well, what would you like the show to be? What if they flashed back to young Boba Fett trying to survive at Krayt's Claw and blah, 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 blah. You know.
I'm excited for Boba Fett. I want Hondo in the Boba Fett series. I want Hondo. I want Cad Bane.
Nah, man. I'd be scared to have Hondo in that series.
I think Hondo. Oh, I love Hondo.
Hondo, they have everything. Kind of a relationship, right? Like, Hondo knew his father.
Yeah, well, and Hondo vaguely knew Boba because Ara introduced them in Clone Wars.
Yeah, but when he introduces him, he's like, I knew your father. Like, remember, he's the one who convinces him to go with Plo or to tell them where the guys were.
Yeah. I think Hondo could be fun. Cad Bane, we know from the deleted scenes of Clone Wars mostly that they had like a connection. Mm-hmm. So it'd be cool to see that. I want Embo just because I like Embo.
And we know Embo goes all the way to, like, Rise of Skywalker times.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think, like, with the Book of Boba Fett series, since this looks like it'll be more into, like the criminal underground of Star Wars, which isn't something that it's not gotten a whole series to itself yet. I think we're going to see a lot of characters, like, from the Clone Wars.
Okay.
I mean, of that.
Well, yeah, I guess not. I would say you could kind of count Mandalorian, but I guess it doesn't delve too deep into it.
No. I would say Mandalorian, Solo, and Clone Wars go the deepest into it, but it's still not very deep. So I hope Boba Fett goes more into it. We could see. My dad said we could see Rada the Hutt.
Yeah, he's been missing for a while.
I'd be very happy to see Rada.
Yeah.
Because I like him. I mean, he wouldn't be as cute anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are more Hutts, too. Like, I know they brought down Jabba, but, like... There was a whole council. And I know Maul killed a couple of them too. But there's still more. And I like the idea of trying to figure out where the underworld dynamic shifts, right? So during Clone Wars, it's like Black Sun and the Pikes are the ones that are like in power in the Hutts. And they sort of form this triumvirate. And then you see in Solo, like the Pikes are sort of starting to fall out of power, but their spice running with the Empire is still a part of that slavery hold. And the Hutts, you know, have really taken power in the Outer Rim. And not much about Black Sun, except, you know, there's a Ketsu Onyo who works for them, so they're still around too. And then by the time you get to, like, Resistance times, it's like the Guavian Death Squad and the Kanja Club and all that. But I don't know if you are aware of this, but one of the, like, Kanja Club guys, his last name is Shand.
Oh.
So I wonder if they're going to tie her into like some of that.
That'd be cool.
The like Kanji Club origin is like these former slaves of huts that sort of like rose up and became warriors and like killed all the huts. And so they're like one of the most brutal gangs out there or something like that. You know, they like overtook stuff. And so they had like overtaken, not Nal Hutta maybe, but maybe like Nar Shaddaa or something.
Mm.
So I wonder like how much of that is going to be tied to Fennec, if any. But there seems to be like one connection at the very least. Like some relative of hers. I don't know if her kid or a cousin or what, but there is a something something Shand in Kanji Club 25 years later.
Yeah, well, that could be, you know, maybe, because Boba took over Tatooine, but he also killed most of the people there, so I don't know how many people he has power over.
Right.
You know?
And I wonder what he's, like, doing. And it seems like that, like, the throne is his.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is another weird thing.
And I just wonder, like, how he's going to do it, because I felt like what we were seeing in The Mandalorian was him being like almost like a like an honorable noble person, but now he's like kind of becoming a, you know, it indicates him becoming like a crime lord, which isn't that noble,
right?
So I wonder how they're gonna like play with that. But then at the same time, like, they don't like, they free the Twi'lek slave that was there too, so is he gonna be like an trying to be like an honorable gangster? Like,
I mean, he's always had that line, but it's always been like he's never been a good guy, question mark, you know what I mean? Like, he's always been like, he's a bounty hunter and he does the job and he disintegrates people, but also like with the Mando, I think it was like a Mando respect, like it seems like he has respect for people who are on that level, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like, Bib Fortuna is a major domo of a crime lord that he didn't have any respect for, but paid him, so he kept, you know, so he kept doing jobs for him. And, like, I know now, I hope we'll see a lot more. Maybe after this series, it'll open up a lot more room for us to see some of those stories we might have missed in between. Because I'm still interested in, like, the young Boba that becomes Boba.
Yes.
You know, that becomes the, like, merciless bounty hunter.
And how he grows into the armor. Because he doesn't wear it in Clone Wars, really.
Well, in those deleted scenes, he would have. Like, he was almost there. Yeah, we just didn't get there, you know?
Yeah. I think that's why I want Cad Bane. And then he can have a little flashback.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Yeah, so there's a lot of, like, space. And I feel like that's an interesting story. But also, like, there's so much more happening now that, like, okay, I'm sure they know what they're doing if they're going to tie this up. And that's the reason they haven't touched a lot of Boba. Like, any Boba we've seen in the comics and tertiary material, he, like, shows up and does some bounty hunting. And it's always very familiar. And it's very, like, limited in space.
Mm.
Like, he shows up during the original trilogy doing what we saw him do in the original trilogy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, there's not a lot of wiggle room. So, I'm curious to see, like, now that they're going to touch after. Now that, okay, we got, he survived, and we got this, and we got that. Are they going to free that up to now that we can go back and tell, hey, how did he get there? How did he survive? Like, now that we know what the story is, maybe that'll open up more of his story. I hope that happens.
Yeah, well, and I wonder if they're, like, going to take, like, the deleted stuff from Clone Wars into account. Because, like, I know in Rebels, they talked about how, like, you know, like, before Siege of Mandalore and everything happened, they, like, took that into account. Like, they had, like, Ahsoka no Maul, even though we hadn't seen that yet.
Right.
And even though it was deleted, they took it into account. So I wonder if they're going to, like, be like, yeah, well, this Cad Bane stuff, this is still canon, without, like, showing it to us quite yet.
They always said that. Like, they have always said that. Like, they've said, like, hey, like, these stories that were unproduced and unfinished, like, we treat the story as if it's canon, even though it hasn't been told. You know, but, like, the story's there, and that's part of the story. We just haven't figured out how to tell it yet. And this was back in the day when they did, like, what was it? Like, Clone Wars Legacy. And here's an unfinished reel of this mysterious bad batch that you would have met. You know, like, and then I also wonder how much of that stuff is going to get kind of, like, what can they add in and what are we going to see in Bad Batch? You know what I mean? Like, how much can we get away with there that could interact with that story? I don't feel like this is one of them.
Yeah, I want Commander Cody in the Bad Batch.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It seems like we're seeing a lot of clones, so that's a possibility.
Yes.
That makes more
sense
than Boba.
Yeah, I wonder how far it's going to go. Because it looks like it's kind of immediately after Revenge of the Sith. But I wonder how much they're going to push into it. If they're going to, like, flash forward or, like, you know, like, Rebels, like, progressed, like, a year at a time with each season. If they're going to do something like that.
I mean, I guess that depends on how long it's going to go.
You
know what I mean? Are we going to get one season? Is it going to be two seasons? Is it going to be... Who knows what it's going to be? You know. Well, somebody knows, not us. Yeah, I'm really curious to explore that timeline, which I think is cool. And then also, I wonder what's going to... Like, the possibility that it becomes... Like, the Bad Batch no longer stays a batch. Like, what if some of them become, like, helpers to the Jedi? And what if some of them, like, stay with the Empire? Like, that would be really cool, too. Like, interesting,
like
you know?
Split up, yeah.
Yeah, like, what if, you know, I don't know, Crosshair is like, nah. We gotta snipe these Jedi. And Hunter's like, no, we gotta be their friends. I don't know.
There's just a lot of interesting. I wonder how, like, their chip is gonna go off. Because I know some people are saying, like, maybe their chip was, like, damaged because they're, like, mutated kind of clones.
Well, they might not even have chips.
Yeah.
Because they were never even, like, meant to be with Jedi.
Yeah, so it's...
You know?
It's interesting, like, you know, how that's gonna go.
I wonder if they might see this whole thing from the outside, like, the same way that we do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like...
It's interesting.
Yeah. I guess we'll find out more.
Yeah, a lot of good Star Wars stuff. There's a Mandalorian novel that's supposed to come out next November.
Yes, I'm excited.
Which looks like it'll be fun.
No idea what it's about.
I would hope it would be, like, maybe a bit of backstory for Din, and, like, mostly for his, like, his clan.
Yeah.
You know, I guess.
Yeah. The Children of the Watch.
Yeah, and, like, the armorer and everything.
Yeah, that's something that I definitely want to see how that evolves in the next season.
Yeah.
You know, like, so we didn't see the armorer all this season.
Yeah, well, I kind of figure, like, for myself, it almost has to take place at least partially before The Mandalorian, because they wouldn't set it after season two when we're already getting season three, you know?
I mean, unless they had a really, like, unless they planned it perfectly and, oh, this book will take place under these 3 weeks, first 3 weeks without Grogu.
Oh.
And then the episodes kick in right after. And you don't have to know anything. It'll just say, what a nice job that was, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, they could always do that.
Well, I do wonder where season three is going to start, because season two jumped a little bit from season one, but season three, I almost want to see exactly how, like, once they're all standing there after the baby's gone, like, Din still has the darksaber that Bo wants to fight him for, and, like, they're all just standing there, you know? So I almost want it to jump ahead, but I also want it to almost be like how Last Jedi picked up right where Force Awakens ended.
Right, Karate Kid 2.
Yes.
Picks up 5 seconds after Karate Kid 1. yeah, man. It's there's a lot happening. I just can't. I don't even like I'm so far away from Lando and the Acolyte and Rogue Squadron because, like, that stuff's not coming for a while. But even the, like, right now it's like Book of Boba Fett, High Republic, and Bad Batch.
Bad Batch.
And apparently Visions.
Yeah, Visions supposed to. They when, but in 2021 it's supposed to, which I didn't know until just now. I was checking it out. I'm excited for that. It's a series of animated short films, which sounds very cool.
If that's anything, like, I don't know.
The Star Wars hotel is supposed to open in 2021.
I am not leaving.
If I win the lottery,
and I don't know,
we'll
man.
All go.
Don't go on the house on the Corona Halcyon.
No, not Corona, but even after Corona, I'm not sure if it's a thing I'll be able to do.
Stay in our galaxy for now. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. I have figured out how to get to Batuu, I think, on The
Sims
4.
Yeah?
So, I'm probably going to be streaming that soon. I played, like, the other day, and I was streaming, and I was like, I'm going to, like, do the Batuu thing and go on Sims. And I guess I did, like, the tutorial or something, which, like... Now I have a house with some female roommate, and Liz is like, who is that?
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, I don't
know.
You
didn't make a second character of Liz to be your wife?
I didn't make a second character. I barely made a first. I couldn't figure out how to like change stuff.
You just go.
I think I figured it out now.
Okay.
I'm gonna be streaming today, maybe.
Fun. The Sims is fun.
Yeah.
I like to play The Sims. I play it on my laptop, and it makes the fan go very fast. Mm-hmm. Well, my problem with The Sims is I always spend like hours like creating the people and like giving them like all these outfits and then like doing a ton of interior design on the house, and then it's time to actually play. I'm like, you know what?
I feel like that could be fun.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's
I definitely want to make my little guy and get Batuu clothes. That's what I'm most excited for.
It's still fun. Yeah, so, I used cheats to just give myself a bunch of money and buy all the Batuu clothes.
Okay, I think, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to definitely...
It's fun. I can point you to some mods to get you some good Leku and stuff.
I don't think they work on PS4. I got a PS4 one.
Oh, PS4. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah. But it's okay. I have the Batuu bundle, so I should have cool clothes. I should be able to work this out.
Yay.
And I'm going to go...
Well, there's some Star Wars clothes that come with the base game, too. There's, like, an Aayla Secura costume.
What?
You can put, just with the base game it comes with, because they did, like, a thing with them, I guess, when it first came out.
Okay.
There's, like, Aayla Secura and, like, Vader, Boba Fett, and, like, a pilot outfit, and I think a Leia costume and some others. And there is a free, not free, you have to pay for it in the game, but you do get a little, you can put a little Grogu statue in your house.
Awesome.
Without going to Batuu.
Just side note, I like the repaint of Boba, but Boba armor with black robes underneath, I do like.
You don't like clean Boba?
I don't like repainted clean Boba. I'm hoping he'll get a little more dirty in the next season.
Yeah.
But I do like black robes.
It threw me off at first, but he just looks so fresh. I love it.
Yeah, it is. It's a little too fresh. But
I'm sure he's on Tatooine. I'm sure it'll get worn down.
Well, I mean, we'll see. He's inside drinking a spatchka with his buddy Fennec.
That's
so
true.
He might
that's
not.
True.
He just stays in there.
That'll be the whole series. It's just like him just sitting around, like talking with.
You remember season one when like Kara's like, "You mean you could just like retire and sip on spatchka?" Like, and he's like, "Yes, I could." Din isn't going to, but I will. You just sipping spatchka with that, you know, beautiful Fennec, just hanging out. You know, maybe he's 5 seconds after that shot, she's going to be like, I mean, can you just build me a little chair? Can I have a little chair too?
Can I have a chair?
Do I have to like sit on the arm of your chair?
She just, whenever he like gets up to go to the bathroom, she sits in the throne for like a couple minutes.
Yeah. But like she hears him come out and she like gets back on the arm. She doesn't want to get bibbed.
Yeah. She's like, I was just sitting the whole time.
No, I'm just on the arm. Sipping Sabachka. Yeah. Okay. It's been a year. It's going to be a year. Watch out for the Rona.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. High Republic. Yay.
High Republic, Bad Batch, Boba Fett.
Cool.
I forget the name of it already. Visions.
Oh, yeah, Visions. Okay, there's a lot happening. There's a lot happening in Star Wars, people.
Yeah, yes.
And I am here for it. So... Yeah, that's a podcast.
Yeah, make sure you watch the holiday special for Triple Kenobi.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead and watch the old one, too, just for fun. Make it a double holiday special before the end of the year. You might as well.
Yes.
Holiday special it up. And there that is. All right. I was Sal.
I was Zoe.
I don't know what you say after that.
Oh, I say thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, person.
Oh, we should probably do Link things.
Okay. Link is one of my favorite heroes of time.
Okay.
I just got Link's Awakening, so I'm probably going to be getting into that soon.
All right.
What else do you do with Link?
That's what I meant, for sure.
Oh, Axel got Age of Calamity, so he's messing with Link too.
All right. Plugs, that's what I meant. I meant plugs, not...
Oh, I'll let you go first.
Okay.
You know what you're doing.
You can find Star Wars Geek Girl on both Twitter and Instagram at SWGeekGirl and on Facebook at Star Wars Geek Girl. We have a StarWarsGeekGirl.com website, but we're having issues with the domain and we're not getting much help with it from the internet gods, but we're working on it and hopefully it'll be back up soon.
You can hit up everything The Rogue Rebels at theroguerebels.com, where we are excited and on that High Republic hype train because I run the website. So, ha. you can like our Facebook page, or The Rogue Rebels, and hit us up on Instagram at The Rogue Rebels. And I'm on Twitter at Sally Make Music, but don't go to Twitter because it sucks. Yeah. All right. Star Wars. Yay. What's everybody looking at?